As we noted, 2 weeks from today, it'll be October. And October is Disability Employment Awareness Month. And here in the Kalamazoo area, the Disability Network of Southwest Michigan is offering a series of free workshops during the month of October. Joining us from the Disability Network of Southwest Michigan, we welcome Lewis Whalen and Miranda Grunwald to our studio to tell us more about that. Good morning to both of you this morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for being here. Lewis, tell us a little bit about, first of all, the Disability Network of Southwest Michigan and the services it provides.
Sure. Disability Network Southwest Michigan is a Center for Independent Living, which is a federally recognized organization. There are over 300 of us over the course of the United States. In Southwest Michigan here, we serve 8 counties. So that would be Kalamazoo, Cass, Van Buren, St. Joe, Berrien, Branch, and Calhoun and Barry. So there's our 8 county service region. Our purpose here in Southwest Michigan is to help people with disabilities really live as independent lives as they desire to live. Our mission is to educate and connect people with disabilities to resources while advocating for social change. So really that's a two-part mission, right? On one side, we help people with disabilities achieve the things they want to achieve, set their own goals, find the activities and the information they need. And then on the other side, we work to make change in the community to make the community overall more friendly and accessible for people with disabilities.
And does that involve working with the businesses and local government as well as those with disabilities?
Most definitely. We do a lot of projects with local government, including the city of Kalamazoo regularly. We work with local businesses to make sure that they have access to the things that they need to make their business as accessible as possible, whether that's physical accessibility, making their curbs accessible, their parking lots, or that's programmatic accessibility. So that could be helping figure out how to integrate people with disabilities into their daily programs and services that they offer.
Well, Miranda, as we mentioned, there's some free workshops available during the month of October to commemorate this special month. Tell us a little bit about some of the opportunities available to people here in our area.
So this year we're going to try something new, and we're going to offer 8 workshops in the month of October, one in each of our service counties. So we're going to kick it off in Kalamazoo on October 2nd from 3 to 4:30 at Disability Network. And at these workshops, we're going to be helping people with disabilities learn how, when, and why to disclose their disability or a health condition to an employer. It can be really hard to figure out, do I have a disability? Can I even, what accommodations do I need? And it's even scarier to even tell your boss about your disability and what you might need. Most accommodations are free or have no cost at all. And employers will think, well, it's going to cost me a lot of money to employ a person with a disability. In reality, it doesn't. So we also talk about that aspect of it too and have some time to practice disclosing your disability so that way you are more confident going into that situation with your employer.
And how do people take advantage of the opportunity to be part of these workshops?
I just ask that you contact me at Disability Network. You can either call or email me. Our phone number at Disability Network is 269-345-1516. I'm extension 120, or you can just ask for Miranda. I like to know that you're coming so that way I can have enough handouts for you. If you need an accommodation to attend, like maybe you need your handouts in large print or you need a sign language interpreter, we will provide those if you let us know as well.
And do you find that people are more forthcoming on disabilities and employers more accepting these days? Are we making progress in this area at all?
I do. I think we're making good progress, and I think it's employers are opening up to new ideas, and people with disabilities are learning their rights, too. The Americans with Disabilities Act has been around for 28 years now, and so under Title I, that is what allows the employment and accommodations, and I think people are learning about it.
All right, and these are available in all of the areas that you service, then?
Yep, so we'll be doing one in Kalamazoo, Hastings, Three Rivers, Coldwater, Battle Creek, Dowagiac, Pawpaw, and then the city of St. Joe.
All right. Outstanding. Disability Employment Awareness Month in the month of October, and free disability and employment workshops available throughout Southwest Michigan through Disability Network of Southwest Michigan. Lewis, for more information on what you do and how to take advantage of various services, you have a website to find out more about these things.
We do, most definitely. You can reach us at www.dnswm.org. That's Disability Network mm-hmm. Southwest Michigan. You're going to find a whole lot of resources there, access to area support groups. You're going to find out about our services, what a Center for Independent Living is, and a little bit more about our philosophy about people with disabilities being independent and about just in general who we are and what we do.
All right, good. So take advantage of those workshops next month. The Disability Network of Southwest Michigan, Lewis Whalen and Miranda Grunwald with us here on WKZO. Thanks so much for coming in and sharing news about this and what you serve, do to serve the people here in Southwest Michigan.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yes, appreciate thanks, Ken.
On News Radio 590 and 106.9 FM, WKZO.